I'm going to open up a special hotline for you tonight during Open Lines. I'll tell you why. Has somebody ever done something very special for you? That's the hotline, and I want you to share that story with us. Tonight, I want to wish a very happy birthday to a dear friend of mine, Lydia. Lydia, I'm not going to tell you her exact age, but she's a go-getter. She's in her 70s, and she just doesn't stop. But I'm wishing her a happy birthday for two reasons. One, because it's her birthday. And two, because she's the reason I decided to have this special topic line tonight, and that is, has somebody done something for you? Because I'm sure if they have, you've turned around and you've done something for somebody else, too, that changed their life or touched their life. And about a year ago, she did something for me. I didn't know her a lot then, but I got to know her. And she just stepped in a moment of my life, my very private life, and did something for me that was truly remarkable that I'll never forget. So happy birthday to you, Lydia. And here's that topic line for you, for someone who has done something good for you. I want you to share that story with us. Plus, open lines on Coast to Coast. Here's that topic number, 818-817-0021. That's 818-817-0021. We'll call it the Did Something Special hotline on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast and the open line portion now of the program. Let's see, where do we go? Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. John, west of the Rockies. Hey, John, I'm going to be out there in November at an event with our affiliate, KKOB. Come on by. I hope you can get by.
Yeah, I definitely got to figure out a way to get there. And thanks for taking my call. It's a big honor speaking with you.
Super.
I was just wanted to ask you your thoughts about the recent political rhetoric going around, and I know you try to keep kind of a neutral stance on a lot of stuff, and I don't want you to go into anything too political, but I'm just a little bit worried about basically the race baiting that's going on right now. And I have to let you know I'm a political independent. I lean conservative, but I'm more libertarian, and I just think it's a little bit worrisome to be hearing people starting to slander, even when we have political leaders starting to slander groups, calling them racist and this and that, when we should be concentrating on having a decent debate about health care and other issues.
I'm concerned, John, about the divide that's happening in this country right now. It's almost as if you cannot talk publicly about how you feel about an issue or a view without getting stampeded and crushed by someone who doesn't agree with you. And you know what? That's dangerous in this country. The luxury of the United States has been our ability to be able to talk and explain and to take positions without being attacked and ridiculed. And I've never seen it worse than it is today. And it's got to change because, it's going to take us down the wrong path. And it's a path that I'm afraid we should not go down. Robert Frost once wrote, "The road not taken." And I'm afraid the road that it appears that we're taking is not the right road. And, I don't like it, quite frankly, to answer your question. I don't like it at all, and I'm sure you don't either. We're losing the ability for good dialogue. And, what I try to do on this program, as you know, we're not political at all. You get that every day. I just want the truth. Coast to Coast is entertaining. It's fun. It's an investigative arm of strange stories, conspiracy stories. We try to stay away from the strong political stories as much as we can. We have to touch some of them because they affect our lives. But what I want is the truth. I want us to be able to go after an issue, whether it's the swine flu or aspartame or health insurance. I just want the truth. And then from that point, we as Americans, very bright Americans and listeners to this program, are probably as smart as anybody in the world when it comes to issues. I just want us to have the truth so we can make up our own minds. Enough on that. Let's go to Glenn in Texas. You're east of the Rockies. Hey, Glenn, go ahead.
Good morning, George. How are you? Good
morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. I have a couple of things. One is I wanted to ask you if there were any more reports on the immortal squid. And I have some pertinent information about the racial makeup of the Egyptians.
Okay, let's talk about the Egyptians. Nothing more on the squid than we've had posted over the last couple weeks or so. I don't have any updates on that.
Oh, that sounds incredible. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the Egyptians had a back-and-forth struggle with their southern border, much like us, by the way. And they, with the Nubian civilization, and there were successes of invasions and counter-invasions where there was a black culture in charge, and then they would be ousted, and the older Egyptian culture would take back over. But what's really interesting, and your father might have seen these ruins, true to form, they built on a colossal scale. You know how the medieval Europe got the idea of castles from the Arabs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Arabs got it from the Egyptians. They built huge castles, bigger than anything you could conceive in Europe, that housed whole armies. I mean, real whole armies. And the ruins were flooded because they're under, what is it, Lake Nassar now.
Yeah.
The dam flooded him. But, yeah, they had a huge southern border problem.
Do you think the Egyptians might have been Atlanteans?
Well, yes, but I'm convinced that Atlantis was the Minoan culture of Santorini.
And, well, that's an interesting theory.
I think Plato used it as a parable, but the Minoan culture probably had 500 years to modify Santorini, and it would be just as Plato described, an inland waterway with a central island, a volcanic cone, and visitors there would have probably just been amazed and thought this a super race.
Good homework, by the way. Very good. Let's go to Dayton, Ohio. Tim, you are up with us on the Somebody Did Something Good For You line. Hi, Tim.
Hey, George. Good to get in on the line here. Yeah. Quick story about my good friend Steve. When I was 18 years old, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. So I had to go in and have my thyroid removed. And I'm a big vinyl record collector. Anyway, he knew there was this one record I'd been looking for, and you know, I couldn't find it. And so after I had my surgery and everything, I was in the recovery room. You know, he shows up, stop by and say hi. Lo and behold, he's got this record for me that I've just been searching high and low for, you know. And at that point, I mean, you know, not only is it great to see your friend's family, but here he is with this record. And at that point, it was just so awesome because I knew what he had to go through to find the record, and the timing couldn't have been better. And, you know, I instantly felt great. So
I've got to ask you, what was the name of the vinyl record?
It's actually kind of an obscure punk rock band called Screeching Weasel. It was this record they put out, you know, when they were starting out in the 80s. So it was just this little, you know, 7-inch 45 that I've been looking for. It was a German pressing, you know, very, very rare items and stuff.
Yeah. Have you heard of Blink 182?
Oh, sure.
They listen to the show all the time. Tom DeLonge, one of the members, just loves Coast to Coast.
Oddly enough, the band that I'm talking about, they're big fans of that band.
And really?
They used to cover one of Screeching Weasel's songs in their set called "The Girl Next Door." So,
you know, getting back to the story about your friend Steve bringing you that record,
you
know what? I don't know how many years this has now been for you, but this is a story, Tim, you'll never forget.
Oh, definitely not. And you know, it's one of those things that just, you know, instantly changed how I felt. Not that, you know, not that things were bad at the time, but it's just, you know, like I said, knowing what he had to do to just even find the record, it was great. So
that's good. And yeah. I'm glad you're doing well, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Brent, first-time caller, driving around in Indiana. You're up with us. Hey, Brent. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, Brent. And the crickets are back in the cave. I don't know if you can hear them chirping away back here.
Most excellent show tonight. Just want to say, love listening to you. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
I love Friday nights. It's got that special flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, there's something in the air, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're in Indiana. Where are you headed?
Well, actually, I just got back to my house. We're headed south on Highway 32 back into the Noblesville area, north side of Indianapolis.
I was in Indianapolis once, and I could not get off the freeway. I kept going around in circles.
Yeah, 465, incredibly complicated. I still get lost, so I wouldn't feel bad about it.
It is amazing. It is amazing. What's going on in your life? What's new with you?
Oh, not much. I recently saw a movie. I wanted to talk about a conspiracy movie that's kind of come out. It's really only online. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Zeitgeist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Zeitgeist, the original. And then there's Zeitgeist 2 has come out.
I just heard about that.
Peter Joseph, the producer and creator of this, was a guest maybe about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
I hate that I missed that.
He's done. I don't agree too much with the first one on the religion part, but it's.
Yeah.
But I like everything else he did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up is what you thought of the whole thermite demolitions, with the BYU professor talking about how it burns 500 degrees hotter than jet fuel and there's molten lava among the debris for, I believe it was up to 2 weeks, even at World Trade Center 7 building.
Yep. I think the 9/11 Commission did a shoddy job investigating that tragedy and that we as Americans are owed a brand new investigation with a lot of these questions. And if they come back after a thorough investigation, Brent, and tell us, hey, you know what, this is the way it is, then that's the way it is. But I think we need to do a thorough investigation. The people who have come up with these questions, those in academia, the people who are physicists, the teachers, the other educators, other scientists, those people have a right to have their questions looked at and answered by a panel. And when 6 out of 10 members of the 9/11 Commission state that they don't believe the commission did a thorough job, there's something wrong with it. And we need a new investigation with the money we've been spending on these people to get bonuses on our tax dollars. We are entitled to spend some money on this and let the truth take us wherever it goes. And let's go to Salt Lake City. That's where we're going right now. Hello, Henry. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. How are you doing, George?
Okay, Henry. What's up?
I have a little story to tell you. Back when I was 13 years old, I had a really bad stomachache.
Okay.
I had it for about a week. And
That's dangerous. A week?
Oh, yeah, it was about a week. And, anyway, I went to sleep that last night of my stomachache, and I had a dream. I dreamt that I woke up, and I was in a theme park, and it was as bright as can be. And I was right next to, when I woke up, I looked around, and I was right next to a woman that I had never seen before. But I felt I'd known her for a very long time, and... Well, we were there for, it seemed like the whole entire day, talking and, getting to know each other. And it was kind of very strange for me, in a way, because...
Why?
It was like hours were passing by and, and everything. And when the day came to an end, she said, I have to ask you something. And so I said, okay. But I thought it was kind of weird because I thought it was a dream. And she said, how would you like to stay forever?
Stay forever?
Uh-huh. How would I like to stay there forever?
What'd you say?
I tried to wake up. And the harder I try to wake up, she said, I won't let you go until you answer me. And so I said, I can't. I said, I'm not done. I'm not ready to stay here and finish, you know, and not complete what I'm supposed to be doing. And she smiled at me. And she says, I'll be waiting.
But not yet. Not yet.
No, I'm not ready yet. I felt I was, you know, I was only 13 years old.
So what was the stomach ache for a week? Was it something serious?
Well, yeah, because right when I woke up, it was still the middle of the night. Only like 2 hours had passed. And my mom had come in and woke me up. And she says, we need to go to the hospital. And she took me to the hospital. And the doctor says, if I would have stayed asleep, I would have died. I had appendicitis.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Now, Henry, I'm going to try to give you 5 books. If you know the movie, you know, I just said, not yet, not yet. What movie was that, those couple lines in? What was the name of the movie? I'll give you 5 books if you get it right. Name of the movie.
Not yet, not yet.
Yeah. What was the movie?
Heaven Can Wait. I don't know.
No. Good try, though. And I'm glad you're okay and still kicking. Let's go to Mariana in Peck, Kansas, on the Somebody Did Something Nice line. Hi, Mariana. What happened?
Well, when I was a kid, about in the sixth grade,
okay,
and there was all the kids in the school, they would just pick on me.
Do I hear a kitten in the background?
Yeah, I'm raising them. Their mother got killed.
Oh.
And I got 3 of them still alive out of a litter of 5. Anyway, I just got done feeding them, and they're just being noisy. anyhow, when I was in about the sixth grade, the kids in the school was really, really horribly, horribly mean to me. They was really bullying me bad. And the other teachers would just lock me outdoors during recess to play. Only I didn't get to play. I had to hide, try to defend myself from kids that would hit me and throw mud balls at me and things. And another teacher that was not my teacher, her name was Beth Erke, and bless her heart, she saw what was going on, and she let me into her classroom. And she would let me draw in there, and she saw I was just doodling. I wasn't doing anything that other kids didn't do at that time.
Right.
But she took interest in my drawing, and by golly, nobody was nice to me. I just decided to draw for Miss Erke. I just drew and drew and drew. You know, the end result of that is I'm a professional artist.
Are you really?
I really am. I'm a wildlife.
That is cool. Hey, I've just got a few seconds here before I go to the break, Mariana.
Yeah.
Let me hear one of those kittens purr. Can you hold it up to the phone, you know, without hurting it or anything like that?
That close enough?
Yeah, let it squeal for just a little bit. Why do they do that?
She wants attention. If I sit here and rub her, she'll quit doing that.
Most women are that way, then.
It is a female. How did you know?
Well, because I know most women are that way. They always purr like that.
Yeah, the little boy kittens are both sitting here quietly, and she's just raising fuss.
When they want attention, that's what they do.
She's just wanting attention.
All right. Great. Thanks, Mariana.
Yeah,
great
bye-bye.
Story. I'll be back with more open lines in a moment. Oh, I love Friday nights. Time for our traditional shout-out to all of you for supporting Coast to Coast AM and keeping it the world's most listened to late night talk show. Those of you listening to your favorite radio stations across North America, thank you so much, StreamLink members. And as you now know, 2 years past archives. Now we're working on 3. XM Satellite and then the various chat rooms and groups. Hello to the NighthawkZone.com folks. And your prayers have been answered there. Moondog, old Moondog, is healing from his surgery, I'm told, and doing well. So thank you for that. Imaginative Worlds, Into Infinity, the National Radio Club, Sorcery, IRC, the MySpace groups, Yahoo Chat, Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group, Above Top Secret, and our Twitter feed that has that link at coasttocoastam.com. Thanks to all of you. Back in a moment at Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you in the cave, and the crickets are out chirping away. Man, I don't know if you know what Missouri caves are like or crickets, but both of them are pretty awesome. They really are. Let's go to the phones. Andrew in West Hills, California, you're up, and thanks for holding, Andrew. Go ahead.
Hi, George. I'd like to borrow your listeners for a quick intention experiment.
All right. Give it a try.
The experiment is to help pass the bills in Congress to audit and abolish the Fed.
I like that.
Is that okay with you?
I like that.
Okay. Okay. Here goes. Everybody, listen up. First, relax, close your eyes, get into a meditative state as best you can, and then visualize the following bills. H.R. 1207, that's the bill to audit the Fed in the House of Reps.
That's Ron Paul's, right?
Correct. The second one is H.R. 833. That's the bill to abolish the Fed.
That one's going to be a long shot.
We'll see after this experiment happens. The next one is S-604. That's the bill in the Senate to audit the Fed. And the final one hasn't been introduced yet. That's the Senate bill to abolish the Fed. We'll call that SX. Okay, and then just imagine a pass and a fail column and put a check mark in the pass column or however you'd like to do it. You could do it with a green and red circle or however you'd like to do it, and just visualize that these bills are passing. However you like to see it, you could visualize something happening on the House floor. You could see a gavel coming down. You could watch Nancy Pelosi get very, very angry, as well as Barney Frank. You could visualize all these things, but as long as you visualize that the bills are passing, that's what matters.
And when do you think we'll see some results on this, Andrew?
That's a good question. It depends on, I think, a number of factors. One is how many people are doing the experiment, the quality of the intention, and also what's happening right now. In fact, I think Monday the hearings start to on these bills in Congress, and they're going to be televised. So we'll see probably in a few weeks if these bills, particularly once the audit said get to the House floor, if they get to the House floor and the vote, see, they're going to pass because they're leading incredibly. 1207 is about 80% approval in Congress. So it's huge.
All right. We'll see what happens. You've done a pretty thorough job on this experiment, so let's track it.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, Andrew. Let's go next to Nico in LaGrange, Illinois. Hey, Nico, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Good. Ozzie Smith, the great shortstop for the Cardinals. His son's name is Nico. That's not you, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a painter out here in Illinois. Anyway, love your show, man. You are awesome. Like, a lot of friends of mine listen to you and stuff like that.
You tell them hi for us. They're good people.
Anyway, remember about, I don't know if it was a half a year or 8 months ago or whatever, you had that, like, robot DJ come on for about a half an hour, Roby or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
Roby came up on, let's see, what date was that? That was on April 1st. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, me and all my friends, you know, we were listening to that, but, we weren't together. I was in my car, like, in my driveway listening after I got off work, and my other friend, she got out, she was listening in her car, And, she was texting me. I was, texting her, you listen to the show? She's like, yeah, cool. So, we were both listening and stuff like that. Well, the DJ, that DJ came on and we were listening and all that. And anyway, here's the weird part of the story. I see her the next day at work, and she said that she was sitting there texting right after she texted me. And she looked up after texting for a while, and she had a coast down decently loud in her car, on the block.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is, like a city block, where there's cars up and down the curb and stuff. Well, anyways, she looks up and there's about 7 or 8 deer all around her car, like with their ears like perched in listening to this, to that robot DJ. It was, and then she said she turned it down and they slowly she turned it all the way down. And they slowly turned and went away.
Went on their business. That's funny.
I was wondering. I was telling her, oh, I got a call. I've been trying to get on with you so I could tell you this. Because I was wondering if there's, some kind of weird frequency that turned animals on or something to that, Because she said that all of a sudden there's just 7 or 8 of them. She looked up, and all of a sudden there's 7 or 8 just all around the car, looking in and listening.
Yeah, that was an amazing piece of computer equipment. Let me tell you, Nico.
Yeah, that was a cool show. It was weird too.
That's right. Just for those who didn't hear it. On April 1st, we unveiled a talking robot talk show host named Roby, and it was pretty effective. Extremely cost-effective, by the way. I don't want to say that too loud, but I think the network would put a little pen and pencil to it, and a lot of talk show hosts all around the country. Let's go next to west of the Rockies. Marcella, you are up with us, and you're in Ketchikan, Alaska. Ketchikan, I like that.
Hi, George. I'm about 18 miles southeast of Ketchikan.
Okay.
But I'm calling about the book contest.
The book contest?
For the five books.
Oh, I have to ask you the question.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
You have to ask.
Do you think you know the answer?
I think I do.
Well, let's see. If I ask you, then you'll probably get it. And see, part of my whole routine is to keep these books forever and not give them out. It's one of those Bernie Madoff scams. You just talk about these five books and never have to. No, I'm kidding. We give these things out all the time. Okay, I'll do this for you because it is. I still think it's tough. Where there's a couple lines in a movie where one of the actors says, "Not yet, not yet." What's the name of the movie?
The Gladiator.
You are correct.
All right.
We'll get you the five books. I'm gonna put you on hold. We'll get your address.
Fantastic.
Now, do you remember the scene?
Well, yeah. My boyfriend was telling me about it. It was something about, what was it, him going to see his wife or something in heaven.
His wife was killed.
Yeah.
By the Romans, and he was thinking of doing himself in.
Yeah.
And the guy who was with him when he was captured and when they picked him up, he was on that cart or something like that. And he's in, I guess Russell Crowe was saying, you know, basically, is it time to go visit them now? His little boy was killed too.
Yeah.
And that's when the guy said, but not yet.
I have the movie and I watch it all the time.
I love it.
I do too.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold and we'll get your address. We'll get them out to you. Okay.
Thanks, George. Have a good night.
Okay. You too. Yep. That's it. Gladiator. Five books gone. Don't want to throw them out. We'll give them away. We'll go next to Grants Pass, Oregon, on the wild card line. It's Julian. Hey, Julian, go ahead.
Hi. First, I just want to say I've been listening since I was 12, and it was something me and my dad did together. So
that is so cool. How old are you now, Julian?
26.
That's great.
Well, my story is I lived in New York with my grandmother for a while, and I saw a shadow person, but it's not the normal description everyone usually gives. This one looked more like a gray alien.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why'd you call it a shadow person, though?
Because it was the exact same kind of,
shadowy figure.
It was like a flat cutout.
I'm with you.
And I never knew. I never knew, you know, what they were called or whatever until I listened to one show on art. I'm like, oh, my God, that's what I saw, basically. But I was lying in bed, and I kind of just looked up, and there was, like, this little thing, you know, but it looked like a gray, and I couldn't really see its arm, the bottom of its hands or its torso, just the upper half of it.
Okay.
And, I didn't feel like it was, like, evil or anything, or it was just kind of, I just felt kind of like maybe it was curious, but I was really, really scared.
I bet. Do you believe we've been visited, Julian?
I don't know. I hear all these experiences, you know, all the stories and everything. I've seen some UFOs before, but I don't know if that's government or possibly interdimensional.
Or a combination of both.
Yeah. But I wanted to explain about the gray or whatever this thing. It, you know, it's like black, really black cut out, so dense. But the thing, its eyes were like blacker than black. It was like
you could see the eyes.
Yeah, you could see its body, but you could tell where its eyes were because it was darker than its body. But its body was basically like black matte paper, I would say, like dark, dark, dark. But for some reason, its eyes were even darker. So it was, it's really odd.
That is, you know, I have seen the creatures, the shadow creatures, but that's it. Haven't seen the shadow person yet. Megan is in Williamsburg, Kentucky, on the Somebody Nice line. Hey, Megan.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Megan. How about you?
I'm really good. I was going to call and tell you that you had actually done something nice for me today.
I did? What did
yes,
I do?
You did. Well, I was sitting here doing my homework, ready to kill myself. And I've been listening to you for, I know, at least like 2 hours. However long you've been on the air, probably. And I really love it because the calls are so interesting, as well as the commercials. I think the commercials are pretty funny.
That's a first. Good. Thanks.
You're welcome. I actually had a couple of questions about the commercials. Anyways, I research many of the topics that you've touched on, and it's really eye-opening to know that other people research. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's really cool to know that. And I was going to... About the commercial, I'll get
okay.
to that. About, I don't know if you know about what you advertise, but there's a thermometer that the hospitals sell now. That
it's called Exergen. And
Exergen.
Yep. Okay. And I don't have the number with me. It's in the commercial on how to get these. But
I don't want it. No, I definitely don't want it.
Why don't you?
I was just wondering.
Oh, you don't need it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
Well, if somebody needs it, it's a great thermometer.
Okay, I was just wondering. Okay, and the other commercial was really funny where the guy's like, come on, kids, give me an apple, I'm hungry. It's a very good example of our population right now. Anyways, I was going to also ask you something. Hold on, I have it written in my homework, just a second.
Homework, what, are you in college or high school?
I'm in college.
What are you taking up?
I want to teach elementary school.
Good
I really love kids. Like,
good
I love
you.
Kids.
What,
yeah.
what year are you in now?
I'm a junior.
One more to go after that.
Yeah.
You're going to go for your master's? Do you need a master's to teach now?
Actually, yes, you do. But you don't have to have it before you graduate, and then you teach, and you have 5 years. To complete your master's.
And you get your master's, they automatically give you more money, right?
Yes. So, yeah, I'll probably graduate and then continue to hurry up and get my master's, yeah.
Are there jobs, Megan, for college kids with teaching degrees?
Well, it really depends on your school board and who you're related to and things like that. And my boyfriend and his sister... And his cousins, all of them, are teachers. So I'm pretty sure that I have some good pool. I mean, there's really not any, you know, it's really bad to say there's not really many openings unless you know someone.
Yeah, you got to be there at the right time.
Yes. Yeah. And have the right genetics or favors or votes.
It's like Paul.
Family.
Anyways, you had one more question, then I'll move on.
Oh,
what do you have there?
Oh, yes. I was going to say, for the reptilian questions, I believe that they could very well be also the Illuminati, also the Egyptians, like the same set. I really believe that that could be true. Just one second. Well, this was for earlier, but that doesn't matter. Hold on just a second.
I can tell you're going to be a teacher. You've got everything written down.
Yeah. I have just as much homework, though, as you. I've evened it out pretty well, I'm pretty sure. But I was going to tell you about my textbook, actually. That's what it was. That's why it's not written down. It's my textbook. I've researched that there's two main companies that, you know, do our textbooks. And in my college textbook, there's a compilation of these essays. And all of the essays lead you to believe that... You know what the admission of legacy is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it leads you to believe that it's all that it's all awful. that late, I mean, it talked so terribly about Bush already in 2009.
Already?
The whole book, yes.
That's
it puts down Bush in the legacy admissions in my history books, even.
Well,
that started the Civil War have already bashed.
I was
September, so we should be in the early Civil War stage.
I was wondering how long it would take for these history books, Megan, to get to him. I really was. Coming up on the top of the hour, in store for you next week on Coast to Coast. We might as well go through some of that. On Monday, Carmen Bolter joins us as we talk about levitation and the manifestation of alchemy. On Tuesday, William Henry joins us. Was he Dan Brown's new book? As William will talk about the symbolism rushing around the Capitol. Special guest for you on Wednesday. I'll keep you in the dark on that. Thursday, Linda Moulton Howe joins us with more on the Bentwaters and Rendlesham Forest craft stories. Great investigative reporter, and she's getting us more information. On Friday, next Friday, I'm taking the night off. Art Bell's filling in for me live from the Philippines, so you get a little treat there. And then we'll be back doing the thing on the top of the hour on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial.